on.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. We're launching into hour number two of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Your calls are what the show's about if you make them. Coming up, Mark, you've got an email we're going to get to. But first, we have to tell you the story from politico.com. It's kind of interesting how the word is spreading amongst the liberal community about this Barack Obama character, and they are not too pleased. But first, we'll go to Vince in Michigan. Vince, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Vince, what's on your mind?
I was wondering if you could elaborate a little bit for me on the recent information that's, surfaced within the past few days about the trains on the railroads that were supposedly, hijacked with box cutters and redirected from New Jersey during the time of the election. And what's
I've not heard anything about
I don't know any idea what you're talking about. No.
Where did you hear this news?
I read it on a blog.
Well, if it's just a blog and they didn't link to it, another news source, I mean, it's certainly questionable. You're saying someone hijacked a train with a box cutter during the election?
Did they take it off the tracks and send it someplace else? I mean, it's a train, right?
Maybe I should have looked a little bit more into it, but I guess it had some significance on the election. I really didn't understand the blog. I was seeing if you guys heard anything about it or you could elaborate on it.
No, it sounds very confusing. We're talking about something that happened a month ago. It certainly didn't come across our radar. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but
I wouldn't say that either. It could very well have happened.
Maybe it was something this blogger experienced and nobody else did. I don't know, but it's anything we say would be pure speculation. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Heard you're about to talk about Barack Obama. I never trusted the guy, so I guess I'll let you guys go on with your show.
Thanks for the call, Vince.
Thanks, man.
And, yes, I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. According to Politico.com, liberals are growing increasingly nervous, and some are just flat-out angry that President-elect Barack Obama seems to be stiffing them on cabinet jobs and policy choices. Obama has reversed pledges to immediately repeal tax cuts for the wealthy and take on big oil. He's hedged his call for a quick drawdown in Iraq, and he's stocking his White House with anything but stalwarts of the left.
Yeah, they talk about change. Ted Daschle was appointed as, chief undersecretary to the God knows what.
Well, my first indication on this story was there was another story, and I forget where it was from, but it was talking about how they had collected together a bunch of quotes. I think maybe Lou Rockwell linked to it, but they collected a bunch of quotes from Republicans in D.C. saying, yeah, Barack Obama, like his choices. Yes, looking good. So this has got to be really, I mean, considering how partisan people are, this has really got to be upsetting the liberal types.
Yeah.
So now some are shedding a reluctance to puncture the liberal euphoria at being rid of George Bush to say, in effect, that the new boss looks like the old boss.
Yes.
Tim Carpenter.
That's what I said. Hail to the new chief. Yep. Same as the old chief.
National director of the Progressive Democrats of America, Tim Carpenter, says he's confirmed what our suspicions were by surrounding himself with a centrist-to-right cabinet. We do hope that before it's all over, we can at least get one authentic progressive appointment. Open left blogger Chris Bowers went so far as to issue this plaintive plea. He says, isn't there ever a point when we can get an actual Democratic administration? Even supporters make clear they're on the lookout for backsliding. Roger Hickey, co-founder of
the... Yeah, this is a real convenient attitude for them to take, though. Because
right, he's not a real Democrat.
Yeah, we didn't get a real Democrat this time. We've got to get a real Democrat in there after 4 years later when he screws everything up. Because, well, it's not that he screws everything up, but
they will screw it up.
Yeah, the economy will not recover properly within 4 years, and he's going to be Jimmy Carter all over again.
That's an interesting observation, Mark, that they're already positioning him as, he's just a centrist. This guy's a centrist. He had to go towards the center to get the votes and beat John McCain, and that was good, but, man, he's just not good enough for us. Well, anyway, even supporters make clear they're on the lookout for backsliding, saying There's a concern that he keep his basic promises and people are going to watch him, said the co-founder for the Campaign for America's Future. Now, Obama insists he hasn't abandoned the goals that made him feel to some like a liberal savior, but the left's bill of particulars against Obama is long and it's growing. Obama drew rousing applause at campaign events where he vowed to tax the windfall profits of oil companies. As president-elect, Obama is saying he won't enact the tax. So, already he's
not changing
his story.
2011, from what I understand.
Obama's pledge to repeal the Bush tax cuts and redistribute that money to the middle class made him a hero among Democrats who said the cuts favored the wealthy. But now he's struck a more cautious stance on rolling back tax cuts for people making over $250,000 a year, signaling he'll merely let them expire as scheduled at the end of 2010. Obama's post-election rhetoric on Iraq and choices for his national security team have some liberal Democrats even more perplexed. As a candidate, he defined and separated himself from his challengers by highlighting his opposition to the war in Iraq from the start. He promised to begin the end of the war on his first day in office. I love that, beginning the end of the war. Mm-hmm. Like, it's this length. It has to, of course, it's the government. It has to be this lengthy process. You can't just pick the guys up and fly them out of there. Now, Obama says that on his first day in office, he'll begin to design a plan for a responsible drawdown, as he told the Meet the Press organization on Sunday. Obama has also filled his national security positions with supporters of the Iraq war, like Hillary Clinton, who voted to authorize force in Iraq as his Secretary of State, as well as President George Bush's Secretary Robert Gates continuing the same role. Central premise of the left's criticism is direct. Don't bite the hand that feeds, Mr. President-elect. The internet that helped him so much during the election is lighting up with irritation and critiques. But it doesn't matter what the internet says now. He's in.
He's in for 4 years.
So there don't seem to be any liberals on Obama's cabinet, said the editor of AmericaBlog.com. What does all of this mean for his policies? And just as important, Obama's Supreme Court announcements. Actually, it reminds me a bit of the campaign, at least the beginning and the middle, when the Obama campaign didn't seem particularly interested in reaching out to progressives. Once they realized that in order to win, they needed to marshal everyone on their side, the reaching out began. So I guess he's saying they should have caught a hint in the very beginning there, and now they've been left out in the cold.
See, here's what I don't understand is during the election, we were told, and the RLC blogs or their ratings of the politicians reflect that Barack Obama was one of the most liberal voting senators in the Senate. So therefore you would assume that this is a very liberal guy, but now he's moving centrist. Is that because he believes for some reason that the conservative policies work? I don't think they do.
Maybe we're going to have a new term come out, Mark. Maybe we're going to have the neo-Dems. Because we have the neo-cons, right?
Right.
The neoconservatives.
Neo-liberals.
They're not like the old conservatives. And these Democrats, the progressives, the self-styled progressives, they're not like the Democrats that we would put into office. So they're the neo-Dems.
Hmm. Neo-liberals. That would be the proper juxtaposed to.
Good point. Yeah, because Democrat is a political party. Good point. 800-259-9231. I think there's more to this. It's like a 3-page long story, but we can stop there because the point has been made. And that is that the game's up. The game's already up, and this guy's not even into office yet. I mean, talk about a disaster as far as politically, a political disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of political disasters, today is the anniversary of the Libertarian Party's founding.
How nice.
So to celebrate or to mourn, I guess, the passing of the Libertarian Party, whichever way you want to look at it, celebrate, mourn, whatever, it's gone. It's useless at this point. Here's a little story from LouRockwell.com's Eric Garris. Forget the war and the depression. Leaders of the Libertarian Party are instead fixated on alienating those in their own party who still take libertarian principles seriously. Those who dissent from the LP's new strategy of a watered-down platform and soft Republican national politics will be unwelcome, even purged. Hence the witch trial of one Angela Keaton.
Yep, Angela Keaton.
One of the few principal.
Anti-war.
Yep, antiwar.com. In fact, Eric Garris, also one of the bosses over there at antiwar.com. Angela, who's one of the few principled libertarians remaining on the Libertarian National Committee after a protracted smear campaign against her for PC thought crimes and refusing to toe the Barr root party line, Bob Barr being the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party this year.
You know, and one of the biggest critiques out there against libertarians is it's geeky white guys. Angela Keaton, hot. Why would they kick out one of the hot libertarian women? Well, because
she's principled.
Yeah.
So we'll get to what Eric has to say here in a moment. He wrote Angela a letter demanding that she resign, and she's going to do so. In fact, I believe she already has. 800-259-9231. Just a little more on the crumbling, the pathetic Libertarian Party. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-AgeMax. Dr. Bill's Anti-AgeMax is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. See what that's all about for free. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a company or you know somebody who does, SACL CAI is the biggest sponsor of Free Talk Live. They've been here for forever. They've been sponsoring the show. We wouldn't be where we are today without them. Please consider turning over your accounts receivable to them. I know that you didn't get in your business to do accounts receivable. It's not the thing you love or the thing you're passionate about. They take a percentage of it, and, well, you get the rest, and you don't have to deal with it. It's essentially like hiring somebody to do it, probably cheaper. You don't have to do the payroll taxes. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top banner on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
So today is the, I'm not sure which anniversary, it doesn't really matter, but it just happens to be the anniversary of the Libertarian Party's forming back in the early 1970s, and, of course, at one point, The Libertarian Party was a party of principle. They still call themselves that, but anybody who's paying attention knows that's not true. The Libertarian Party used to be the organization that stood on a very simple non-aggression principle, and they said that they don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. You still apparently have to sign that in order to get into the Libertarian Party as a member, but apparently they just don't really hold anybody to it. I don't know, maybe they never did hold anybody to it, but they certainly don't do it now. And we've been watching over the past year, Mark, as the Libertarian Party has just been crumbling into a shell of its former self as it has taken on all of these Republican, these liberty-light people, basically, that are not principled in any way, shape, or form and have essentially watered down the platform of the party. They've watered down the party. They elected Bob Barr as their candidate this year, which was an absolute travesty. The proposition was that, well, if we bring Bob Barr on board, he's going to be a bigger name, and he's more not as hardcore on the liberty thing, and so therefore we're going to have a bigger tent, and more people are going to vote for us this year. That was the plan. Didn't work out for him, though.
No, didn't go that way.
As was predicted on this program. In fact, Bob Barr barely did better than Harry Brown did, the a real libertarian presidential candidate from 1996. Barely did better than Harry Brown did, and that was with having the benefit of this internet culture that we have today. Harry Brown did not have that back in 1996. So Bob Barr, a complete and abject failure. Now, that wasn't the only problem. Of course, I had quit the Libertarian Party prior to them selecting Bob Barr, as did a number of other people. After Bob Barr was selected, more people quit at that point, because we've all, those of us who've been paying attention, have seen what is coming. We've seen the destruction of this party from the inside. It's been subverted, it's been taken over, and it's being destroyed. And Bob Barr was just part of that that entire process. Now, apparently, the Libertarian National Committee, their sort of overseeing organization, has been expunging as many principled people as possible. They call it a witch hunt in this story from LouRockwell.com, going after Angela Keaton from AntiWar.com because she's so much a libertarian. She's a principled lady, and they don't want that kind of attitude on the Libertarian National Committee. So Eric Garris from Anti-War says that last time they targeted her for letting the party member she represents know what was going on in the mysterious inner circle, which the gatekeepers claimed violated their secret executive session. This time the charges are just laughable. As her employer at antiwar.com, I've decided to insist that she move on from this distraction and focus on the real work for liberty done at antiwar.com. Shortly after the conclusion of their meeting on Sunday, I sent the following letter to Angela. In response, she's informed me that she will be resigning from the LNC immediately, and she also asked I release the letter to the public. So here it is. Dear Angela, I've always been in favor of antiwar.com's associates and employees maintaining relationships with other institutions in the libertarian movement, but your involvement with the Libertarian Party National Committee, the LNC, has become too big a burden on you and too big an embarrassment for me to accept anymore. Working with the LP on the local level, supporting various candidates and other such activities, is fine, because there is a difference between the state libertarian parties and the national libertarian party. He says, but it's now clear that the LNC has become an embarrassment to the movement, the principles the LP is supposed to represent, and to antiwar.com by virtue of our association. As you know, I'm not a sectarian. I've always strived to bridge gaps on organizational and ideological lines within the freedom and anti-war movements. In my libertarian activism, I've worked with a range of people from different organizations and factions. I despise the petty sectarianism, personal grudges, and ego-driven squabbles that divide those of us who should be working together.
Yeah, especially in the liberty movement. I mean, ego-driven squabbles that divide people? Oh, just what we need, more division in the libertarian movement.
At antiwar.com, we encourage dialogue and collaboration among people from across the spectrum, so long as they share an interest in the goal of non-interventionism. We pride ourselves on featuring paleocons, progressives, left radicals, minarchists, anarchists, constitutionalists, and others who join us in our struggle for a more peaceful foreign policy. We don't all agree on everything, even on the war issue, but it's important to have as big a tent as possible while still sharing our basic political values. And I have the same attitude toward the libertarian movement. But the LNC and its attempts to water down the message has ironically become the most isolated group in the libertarian movement. Whereas once the LP was the epicenter of the movement, its leadership has tragically turned this once great and proud political party into a laughingstock. The party of principle has become the embarrassing sideshow. The controversy regarding your involvement with the LNC is an indication of the general problem with the national organization. They've become obsessed with policing private behavior, maintaining control over personality, and purging all radical thought from the center of the party. Private organizations have a right to behave in this way, but it's peculiar that the LP leadership would have such difficulty understanding the types of values one would hope would be commonly embraced by a libertarian organization. You know, those of individualism, personal privacy, a reasonable level of organizational transparency, and of course, well, libertarian ideals. In particular, the abusive use of executive sessions and bizarre practices of ensuring lockstep conformity elicit images of communist organizing back in the 1960s. Always afraid of the LP becoming a debating society, the moderates in charge have instead turned it into a cult altogether, isolated from the broader movement and mainstream society. I regret this, but for all these reasons, I must insist that you resign from the LNC. Otherwise, we would have no choice but to reconsider your employment with antiwar.com. As I said, your involvement, though no fault of your own, or through no fault of your own, has brought some embarrassment to antiwar.com and is a distraction from the movement at large. We have a new administration to grapple with soon. The politicians are planning more wars, more invasions of our rights, and more nationalizations of the economy. We all have bigger fish to fry, and we need you fighting with us, fighting for peace, not fighting with the LNC, defending your integrity against those who don't deserve your time. So, she's out. And good for her.
I'm sure that that she had conversations with him before this the ultimatum was given. Doesn't that make sense? That likely she's like, look, you need to fire, you need to tell me I've got to quit the LNC before I resign.
I don't know.
But it's, you know, I don't like the idea that you must quit. That part rankles me just a little
bit. Plus, if you want to keep your job here, you got to quit that other job.
I'm not saying it's not fair or whatever, but that part just bugs me a little bit.
Well, nonetheless, it shows how serious this is. I mean, clearly, he's saying they've taken some flack over at antiwar.com for having one of their people being involved with the Libertarian Party. And he's saying he's tired of it, and he's tired of the Libertarian Party, and she needs to focus her efforts elsewhere, and that's his opinion. Obviously, she agreed. She insisted that he release that letter publicly. Mm. So I thought I'd share it with you just as a, you know, a final example of the death of the Libertarian Party, a sad, sad, tragic end. More with your calls on the way here, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience, totally free, at freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. You can apply now to attend one of several seminars across the country. Visit libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. It's open to undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates.
All right, 800-259-9231 to the AMP lines. We talked to Carrie in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
I have a daughter that's in high school, and okay. She recently got an assignment in her civics class that she has to write a law, come up with a law based on something in the current affairs and argue it, and then the class is going to vote and see if it's a good law.
Oh, my gosh. This is awful. This is yet another example of how the government indoctrination system works. You teach kids that in order to change society for the better, we write laws. Now, children, you get to imagine what law society needs the most. Go ahead, write it down, and we'll decide. This is just so despicable. What's she going to do in this case?
I don't know. I was kind of thinking about the read the bills or something like that, because in Canada we have reading. They call it the reading the bill in Parliament, but they don't really read it. It just means that they pass out a printed document.
I see.
So I was thinking that she could do something like that, or
can't laws modify other laws? Like, you can pass a law that says we remove the word "and" from paragraph 2, section 3. Couldn't you essentially pass a law that repealed a bunch of old bad laws? That's a possibility, right?
I suppose that's a good idea. However, I like this one, and it pulls the teeth out of the monster that is the government with one fell swoop. You write a law that says that the government can't and won't confiscate property or imprison somebody who is unable, and then you slide in the word or unwilling for some reason to pay, whatever it is, and unwilling or unable to pay their taxes. That way you work on the little old lady angle, the people that are unable to pay their bills. It just, it's been a bad year, that kind of thing. And I think that kids might go for that. And if the government can't forcibly extract money from people, there is no government.
Or, I know that in Canada, the legal age to drink is 18, as I understand it. And so you want to talk about laws that kids are going to go for, Mark. I think kids are probably in favor, high school kids especially, probably in favor of lowering the drinking age.
I think you're out of your mind.
You should go with that one. Have her just pass a law that repeals the drinking age and ends prohibition while you're at it. That'll be a good one. It'll certainly spark some discussion.
Yeah, like destroy the marijuana drug laws and the alcohol laws at the same time.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of kids.
I think if you do that, you'll find out how many little fascists there are running around in her class.
Yeah, you might, but then who knows? Whatever.
That might be an interesting experiment, too.
She can write whatever law she wants to, and will you let us know what she ends up deciding to do?
I will. Right, I was hoping that people might have some other suggestions, too.
Thank you for asking that. We'll throw that out there. If you've got any suggestions for Carrie's daughter, she has to write a law for her civics class. The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. If you were in her position, what would you do? How would you handle this assignment? And I thank you, Carrie, for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
All right, good night.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in Athens, listening to WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, this goes back to 1990s, but it happened in Canada also, and it's worse than the pony one.
Really? Where the government people were threatening to take away a cerebral palsy victim child pony?
Much worse. There was a 13-year-old girl who had a cerebral palsy. I read this somewhere. It was in the 1990s. Her dad put her in the car, turned on carbon monoxide, and killed her.
Oh, my goodness.
And the government jailed her, but the people wanted him out.
So
they got him out. And there wasn't much of an upcry.
Are you suggesting there should have been? Is this a mercy killing, basically, that Dad did?
That's what he claimed it was.
And has he gotten out, or you? What's his current status?
Well, last I read, he was out.
Well, interesting.
But I read it in 2001 or back then.
Well, Mark, how do you feel about that? A mercy killing? Is that acceptable?
I think that a person who has cerebral palsy, or a person, any person, should be able to decide to end their own life if that's what they wish. I think it's very tragic when somebody does it sort of for emotional and mental reasons. However, what are you dealing with here? It's very suspect the way the dad went about it. As far as I'm concerned, if the girl wanted to die, fine. If the girl didn't, he murdered her.
How old was she at the time, Dave? Do you remember?
13.
13.
Yes.
I don't know.
And
I don't know.
You were talking about the 3-year-old with the therapy, which they should be allowed to keep as a therapy animal.
I don't know much about cerebral palsy as far as its effects on what it actually
of
cerebral palsy. I mean, was she able to make her own decisions for herself, or was she
She wasn't able to make her own decisions? Is it her father's decision whether or not to put her in the car and gas her?
It was her father's decision, I believe.
I'm sorry, what, Dave?
It was her father's decision, if I read it correctly.
Yeah,
it
definitely was his decision. I thank you for the call tonight.
Right,
I appreciate you bringing that up. It's an interesting issue. And we don't know what her position was, obviously. She didn't write a note or anything like that. Did he just decide he was sick and tired of taking care of the kid and, leave her in the car, close the door to the garage, and leave the engine on? I wonder how all that transpired.
It's not a very pleasant thought, any of it.
No, it's certainly not. 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on whatever you want. Let's go to Jerry in California. You are on Free Talk Live. Jerry.
Still there?
We're here. There you are.
Hey, I have a suggestion. I mean, since we just had the big November 4th election, and they do all this vetting for their candidates, why don't they make sure that the candidates know their civics?
What
I'm saying?
When you say they know their civics, what's
Barack
that
Obama
mean?
Was a constitutional lawyer, right?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the other side, specifically a woman.
Okay, what are you getting at?
Let's just say Sarah Palin. I mean, when she starts talking about, I've had international or whatever exposure because I can see Russia from my, whatever. Come on, guys.
It's clever.
It's clever. It's a thought. It's just, at least they have some knowledge of how government works.
What are you suggesting? You suggesting that some politicians don't know enough about the operations of government? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, the government or actually what's going on in the actual real world.
So you're suggesting that because one lives in Alaska, one does not understand what the real world is like?
No, but let's just say I'm using her as an example because once you started hearing her speak and all the stuff that was going on, it just didn't sound like she really had it together, and she was not – I wouldn't have trusted her if – let's just say
– But you trust the other politicians?
Right. I mean, is an uninformed king or queen better than an informed king or queen?
Well, no, but they at least – they know how things work. Or they know what's going on in the country or in the world.
Yeah, I don't really think it's that confusing. I mean, when you become a politician, you understand how things work. And the way things work is like this. You have what they call authority. It's power. You've got men with guns at your disposal, and they will do whatever it is you order them to do. So you use your power to benefit your friends and to punish your enemies. And if your enemies speak up too loudly, you send the men with the guns after them. It doesn't matter whether you're the mayor of a small town in Alaska or you're the president of the United States. You understand what the job's about. It's about ruling over people. It's not that complicated. I thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. And I'm with you, Mark. I'd rather have them not know what the hell government's all about and then actually have some clue as to how to manipulate it most effectively. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. They include the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Free for you, bbs.freetalklive.com gets you there. Now, if you want to help support the show and you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate what we're doing, there are a few different ways that we ask that you help us out online, and one of those ways at the moment is our survey, which is survey.freetalklive.com. Now, we don't really even need you to fill out the whole thing. You're welcome to do that. It's not too lengthy.
Just need sex and age.
Sex and age. You don't even need to put your email address in if you don't feel comfortable doing
right.
that.
I've kind of been noticing that there's an abundance, a plethora of people who are below the ages of 25. And, we know from callers and just interacting with people that it's larger than that. I mean, that, you know, people's ages can be higher than that. And
we know our radio audience is pretty strong in the 25-54 demo.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that the younger a person is, the more likely they are to fill out a survey. And the older people just aren't as likely to do it. And women aren't as likely to do it as men, just so you know. Please, if you're listening, go to survey.freetalklive.com, fill it out.
If you're over the age of 25, that's what
I'm not
going
to tell anybody who's under,
right?
If not to do it. But
you
I'm
can
just,
if you're under, but we specifically need more people, more respondents from over the age of 25. So, is that right?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Survey.freetalklive.com. We're going to jump back to the calls here shortly. But, Mark, something I noticed here during the break. I was poking around on some show prep here, and I just noticed an ad banner pop up. And it kind of struck me. Because there's been a trend that I've been paying attention to off and on. It's not like I have television, so I don't really see most of the slogans for the companies out there these days. But I can remember some of them that just struck me as kind of dumb, like McDonald's, I'm loving it.
or Army Strong. And so I've seen this trend in the realm of slogans to just kind of get dumbed down. And maybe it's because people are being dumbed down by this, the government indoctrination camps or whatever.
So dumber
people are getting into the advertising agencies, and so they're coming up with dumb ideas.
I don't think that dumber people necessarily are getting into ads, although I think that they're the times of really great slogans, they don't seem to be happening nearly as often as they did back in the old days. But maybe it's because we get to see all the old slogans at one time, whereas the new good ones only come out trickling. But
good point.
I would say that likely they're trying to appeal to a dumber audience, if it's so what you're saying. But I think it's kind of an interesting observation. They do seem to be simpler.
One of the ones that bugged me most recently was the bags of Doritos now have a, I don't know what you call it, what do you call this kind of campaign, but what they're doing is they're highlighting young people who are doing something, and their slogan for this program is do something. So it's like Doritos, do something. And the idea is to encourage young people who apparently are generally doing nothing
to do something.
And so then they pick one of them and they highlight them. You know, this is so-and-so, he's age 27, and here's what he did. And they write a little paragraph about what he's done for whatever reason. Usually it has to do with some sort of charitable thing, typically.
Do something, anything.
But just do something. It just strikes me as kind of dumb. And this one really struck me. It's a Radio Shack ad at EagleTimes.com. And I'm thinking, I don't know if this is the national slogan. I'm going to have to check this. Maybe it's just the one ad for the Springfield, Vermont Radio Shack, but it says, do stuff with the stuff you got.
You know, pretty soon the slogan is just going to be, crap.
Yeah, I just... Have you ever seen Idiocracy, Mark?
Yeah. I have it on order from Netflix.
So you have not yet seen it. Oh, yeah. That's going to be... If you haven't seen Idiocracy, it's a Mike Judge film. Mike Judge, the creator of Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill, some great cartoons. He also did Office Space, the live-action movie Office Space. So this is his live-action movie that came after Office Space. It's called Idiocracy. I think it was originally intended for a theatrical release, but Fox basically decided that it was too insulting to the American populace because it's essentially a movie about the future. It's about this average army guy, this guy that's like a C average, just average army dude kind of guy, who gets chosen for a cryogenics experiment to freeze him because, you know, he's just an army guy. It doesn't really matter. He's not that bright. And so they freeze this guy, and then he wakes up, I don't know how long it is later, but he wakes up later on, and society has so devolved. People have become so stupid. They've just become so dumbed down, and it's like this slogan to the extreme, basically. And they really do have slogans like, F this, and crap, and stuff like that. And they shout it really loud at you through the television, and it's such an amazing vision, and apparently it was so true to reality that Fox said, direct-to-video. We're just going to do direct-to-video here, no theatrical release. And they basically S-canned the movie, and you can find it on DVD, but it's one of those hidden gems, you know?
Yeah.
So, Idiocracy, definitely recommend that. But just, I mean, can a slogan get much worse than this? Do stuff with the stuff you got! I mean, it's not even correct English. I mean, let alone the fact that you're repeating stuff twice in a short sentence, it's also the stuff you have. It's the stuff you have. Am I right about that, Mark? I mean, maybe I'm no English scholar here.
That sounds right to me. Yeah.
So,
well, it's a big mess as far as it goes, but it just sounds dumb. I guess is probably the way to.
So let's go to your phone calls. John is on the line in Texas. John, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I found this amazing thing by this scientist who's been working with monatomic gold. And,
I think you got a problem with your phone there. I tell you what, we're going to put you on hold, see if you can clear that up. I think, Mark, the crankers are on us tonight. I think the crankers are on
Excellent.
Us. But, man, if you're going to do a crank, don't do a scratchy phone crank. That's not funny. That's just annoying. Because what kind of clued me in earlier was the weird, bizarre call about how you remember the caller that said, on the election day, there was a train hijacked with box cutters. That sounds kind of strange to me. Let's go back to him.
It completely passed me by.
Maybe his line cleared up. John in Texas, you're back on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I'm not a cranker.
Okay. What do you got for us?
No, it was this one scientist who was... He's been experimenting with, like, monatomics, like gold and a lot of, like, ancient herbs, stuff that has to do with, like, reconnecting the body to the spirit, like not so much physically, but like herbs that react with the spirit. And he harvests them out of Utah, but a lot of it goes.
Have you
back
ever tried salvia, John?
Salvia.
Have you ever tried that? I mean, if you want to explore the realm of herbs that can link you back to your spirit or whatever, I think salvia would be one of those things that would qualify.
Salvia divinorum?
Yeah, salvia divinorum.
Oh, I know it's still legal right now, but...
it depends on where you live.
I know Indians used to smoke it to try and gain access to, like, portals of other worlds, but...
let me tell you, I have not gone through the portal yet, but I did order some 10X. I had some 5X, and the 5X means that they've taken the salvia divinorum leaves and they've sort of compressed it down and basically made... I mean, it's like the essentially it's the hash of salvia divinorum, and so they have 5X and 10X and 15X and 20X and I think it's like 40X now. And so I tried the 5X, and I had some friends that seemed to go into quite a little trippy zone with it. I've never really gotten much more than just a good laugh fest out of salvia divinorum, so I figured I'd bump up to the 10X flavor. So you've never tried it?
No, I'm not really sure I'm at that level yet.
You're not at that level. All right. That's cool. Well, hey, man, so what about this scientist guy? I mean, what's he doing exactly? I'm confused.
Well, the site is called zptech.com, but he goes back to a lot of ancient Egyptian research where they talk about
the herbs, right? They talk about the herbs,
like because monatomic gold has this kind of synchronicity where it kind of it reacts with like they call it like spiritual DNA. And I remember I used to take colloidal silver.
Just talking about all this nonsense. Monatomic gold, spiritual DNA, herbs.
Hey,
Egyptians.
You said it's free talk, right?
It's a great
free
talk.
I think you just got done raving about libertarian.
Anybody that can just prattle on with just nonsensical. I mean, do you have actually? Did you write down these words in front of you and like you're just picking them and inserting them in sentences? How did you structure this call? It's brilliant.
I'm being real, but I'll be respectful. I know it sounds kind of new.
All right, what's the scientist's name? If you're being real.
Let me go to the site.
What was the site again? Go ahead, plug it again.
ZPTech.com.
And what, are you there right now?
No, .net.
.net. .net. Well, .org.
I'm at ZPTech.com, and it does have the word
monatomic
bath bundle.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you, John. That was a good call. It was a good crank.
You can buy their snake oil right here.
What is it? What is
this? There's a white powder of gold, the first level of monatomic powders.
Monatomic?
Yeah, monatomic.
I have no idea what that
means. Monatomic gold by high energy.
Now, I'm no scientist.
8 ounces of concentrate.
Is that guy, do you think John is like a distributor?
Maybe.
He's just trying to sell some monatomic gold.
Sweet.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. David's calling in. He wants to talk about salvia. Whatever you want goes. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3's coming up. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.